The case of Congressman Jefferson is not the first time the FBI has videotaped elected officials allegedly accepting bribes. 25 years ago, the corruption scandal known as Abscam implicated 7 members of Congress. An undercover FBI agent pretended to be a wealthy Arab investor and offered the lawmakers cash in exchange for preferential treatment. Here's some audio from the FBI's undercover recording, which was used at trial.
In a short period of time, I'm expecting U.S. Congressman Michael Ozzie Myers and Mayor Angelo Arrighetti. Placed in front of me is $50,000 in $100 denominations.
That was undercover FBI agent Anthony Amoroso. All of the officials caught by the sting operation claimed they were not guilty. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on how people who've been videotaped taking bribes have tried to defend themselves.
In the summer of 1981, New York Democratic Congressman John Murphy was sentenced to 3 years in prison for conspiracy and bribery. Outside of the courthouse, he tried to put his finger on why his defense had failed.
I think with the video type of evidence where there is no ability for a defendant to respond to it, unless he has his own producer and his own actors and directors at the given time and point to refute it.
If a picture is worth 1,000 words, a video may be worth several years in prison. When Richard Benvenisti represented one of the Abscam defendants, his client claimed that there were exonerating conversations that took place off camera. Benvenisti knew the case would be a challenge.
It's extraordinarily difficult because there is natural skepticism that the explanations are simply after the fact justifications for a conduct which is otherwise improper or illegal.
The jury ruled against his client, as juries did with every other official charged in Abscam. The prize for most creative defense went to Republican Congressman Richard Kelly of Florida. After the FBI taped him stuffing $25,000 into his pockets, Kelly claimed he was actually staging an investigation into the people who were trying to bribe him. And when Pennsylvania Democratic Congressman Michael Ozzie Myers went on national TV to proclaim his innocence, well, this was his explanation.
I took money because I like money, because I got greed, and also because I'm poor. I feel I didn't do anything wrong, and if anybody offers me $25,000 this afternoon, I will take it.
Many of the officials implicated in Abscam claimed entrapment. Peter Vira was U.S. attorney in Philadelphia at the time.
The defense is, well, it wasn't our idea, it was yours, law enforcement people. Yeah, we were weak and fell into it, but we really did not intend to commit a crime. The idea of the crime was you, the law enforcement officers.
He says investigators often worry that they're creating a crime where there wasn't one before. Joe Fioravanti was another Abscam prosecutor. He says the government can protect itself from entrapment claims by getting plenty of evidence that the target intends to commit a crime.
When you're on videotape taking cash and talking about what you can do in exchange for it, it doesn't leave you a lot of options. I now do defense work to a great extent, but would not want to defend that case.
In that current case, Congressman Jefferson has not yet described what his defense will be.
There are two sides to every story. There are certainly two sides to this story. There will be an appropriate time and forum when that can be explained and explicated.
His choice of defense may depend on exactly what the video shows. The FBI hasn't released it yet, and Jefferson hasn't even been charged with anything. Irv Nathan worked at the Justice Department during Abscam. He says there may be reason to believe that the video in this case is not enough to win a conviction on its own.
I would say that in light of the quite controversial search of the offices of the congressman, that the government obviously believes it needs additional evidence to the evidence it otherwise has. And that says to me that it doesn't have the definitive proof that there was in Abscam.
If and when the congressman is charged, then both sides will have to reveal their strategies. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.